This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thanks, and hello to everyone, and thanks for joining. And perhaps this won't be a very long one. On the agenda, it's basically becoming a standard agenda with really the changes in the number three substantive issues. We had two for this meeting, but because of me typoing and then just not being able to bring everybody together so that we'd have both Krista and Herb together, we're pushing that discussion off by a week. But we do have, as was an action item, the first look at the draft of the report. Then we go into the document update, but there's really very little to be said by that, and I'll change those in the next bit. Let me see. Okay. No, the chat doesn't look like anything I need to read out. Okay. And then there's any other business at the end. We won't go through the scheduling tonight. Really have to work that again, so we'll leave that as is. So it's really just to have a first look at the first draft of the report. Does anybody want to add anything else to our agenda? Okay, seeing not, let's just go to that first draft of the report, and I'll quickly talk through the sections. I don't expect us to be doing any wordsmithing on it tonight, but basically wanted to sort of talk people through the structure. And of course, indicate that this document is now open for comments, suggestions, suggested edits, same as all our documents. This will now be the predominant document that we work on from this point on, except for finalizing our responses to the staff questions, a little later. But this will be the predominant document. So anyhow, basically, this is everybody has the scroll ability, and I've already made a few changes in the on the online side, but not much. And I'm looking at the online version, which if people need the URL, though it's in the email, let me just get it. No. Sorry. Okay. So the first part, and perhaps we can come back to that if people want this. This was an introduction that basically was written by Jordan and I. We wrote different parts at different times. And it basically, is a basic introduction. And we're trying to, the philosophy we're taking on this is trying to create a relatively short report, a very quick. Now, this document is much longer, but most of it is in the addenda at this point. So the first part of the idea was to include, just a brief introduction, then recommendations. So to bring out whatever recommendations we make to the front. This was a set of very much first guess recommendations that Jordan produced. In the current copy, I've actually put it in brackets because it really isn't something that we've discussed yet. Okay, I just went to the back accidentally. Okay, so then after the introduction, so we had the recommendations. I've bracketed them. They're basically things that have started to emerge in our discussions. Some of them are general. Some of them could be more specific. But that's obviously the final result that we're going to have. So I'm probably going to leave that section sort of bracketed, and we can sort of fine-tune it as we go on. Then the next section is the, if you have questions on this, please let me know. and that. Then we go into the roles and responsibilities that we spent a lot of time talking on. We got the one-pager that, or the two-pager that was produced by Jordan that refers to then the ICANN document that sets out these, and this replaces a lot of the work that was in Document A but was part of our obligation to make sure we document that. So that's this section. Then we've got the issues. Now, Jordan and I went back and forth. I had originally included the table and then was going to cut it down. Jordan recommends that we basically put in the issues as text. What I've done so far, and it needs more work, is I've just cut out from the first column that defined them. What I feel needs to happen is needs to take some of the other discussion that we've had on these and sort of add a couple extra lines, a paragraph, what have you. Anybody that wants to help by suggesting any of those, much appreciated. But that's basically, so as opposed to the staff analysis table, this should be a short, kind of in the idea of the 1-2 pager that we produced before. Okay, just checking to see if Jordan had arrived yet. Then we go to the staff accountability processes. Now, this should probably end up being a rendering in text of the table. But for now, what I have inserted in here, unchanged, is the table that Patrick introduced at our last meeting. And so I've put that in without change. That may end up being a table that is perhaps good to remain there, but this is something that's still a work item, still looking for people to comment on this. Now that it's here in this text, it should be something that people can comment on, suggest changes to, what have you. So that's an active work item. And then once we've sort of gotten to a stable point on it, you know, we can look at it and it can be transformed into text that is easier to read. Okay, this goes on, and this is rather long, and basically getting it down to two pages would probably be a good idea. Okay, the next thing we've gotten is if we're recommending any new processes. For example, we've talked about perhaps, you know, recommending a some sort of tripartite or quadpartite we eventually got to for reviewing some kinds of issues. We've perhaps talked about a recommendation to include a reaching out by managers that when they're doing their reviews, et cetera. So we've talked about a couple processes. If we come to consensus on any of these, then we'll put them in here and get into a little bit of detail, not much, but try to be specific enough about what we're putting. I plan to, before our next meeting, sort of do an extraction from the discussions we've been having and try to put first notions in there, so or first guesses in there, so that people can, discuss them, edit them, change them, suggest. Again, if any of you get to it before I do, I'll be eternally grateful. And then this is the discussion of recommendations. This should be the same recommendations that we have in Section 1, but with a little bit of explanatory material on each of the recommendations that we're making, the rationale for it based upon what's come before. And that's sort of the end of the base part. Now, I've added an addenda on here, partly so that we have only one document. All this stuff doesn't necessarily need to be in the addenda, and if the addenda is too bulky, I see no reason why we can't break it off into a separate document so that there's the short 10-page document, as it were, that covers everything, and then, you know, another document that's the addenda. But I think it's important that we document our work for the long term. So then, barely started. The only thing in here is the scope. But the thing you normally find in things, this is the process we went through, these are the requests that we made, the requests that were filled, et cetera. I don't know if numbers of meetings have to be in there, but basically what process we went through, et cetera, to do this. Followed by a list of all the documentation that we received from ICANN organization and such, and that's largely been written. But, I should mention, I just sent out before the meeting, we got the last document that we had asked for on staff review. I have not read it yet, but I'll be integrating it in here and perhaps discussing it in other places before our next meeting. So I'll add to that. Have I missed any comments? Okay, I've missed that Jordan is coming in soon. And Jordan is here. Hello, Jordan. Just to fill you in, are you here?
Actually, Aubrey, hi, this is Yvette. It looks like the room is still trying to dial him out. So as soon as
okay, great, then. Okay, then I'll finish and then I'll recap for him when he gets in. So that needs to be read through. I'm not sure that all of it needs to be there. Now, at the moment, I have the worksheet on analyzing the issues in here. I believe that if we include it in an addenda, it definitely needs a cleanup edit. Jordan is not so sure that we need this here. And it really, you know, we'll talk about it in the group once we get a little further. For me, it's let's document all the work, but it may not be clean enough. It may be too rough for us to say, no, let's leave it in the records in the archive, but we don't need it in a document. So that may indeed be the case. And that goes on for quite a while. I don't know if I had another section here. Yeah, I did have one more.
Hi, Jordan.
Okay, great, Jordan. I have just about finished doing a walkthrough of the whole draft document that we've got. And I think with having you on at the moment, nobody has commented. First of all, I'll ask, and we can come back to that later again, how people feel about the outline of the document, and does this seem like a sane way to proceed? And, of course, we can always rearrange later, but I just wanted to talk through it and make sure and ask you all to start reading, reviewing, commenting, and such. But I want to stop here, and then what I'm going to do is basically ask you, Jordan, if you could talk us through the recommendation section that you put in, since that's really more than the introduction, which is sort of boilerplate, is really, you know, the new content that you've added, and while you're still here as one of us, would like to get you to talk that through. I see no hands on anybody
sure.
Wanting to comment on the general structure. So, Jordan, please, I'll give you the floor.
Okay, so I'm a little bit disabled by the fact that I don't actually have what I wrote in front of me, but what I was trying to do was basically take my distillation of what it was that came through to me most strongly in the discussions and the drafting that we've done. So that's why there was like the creation of some way for people to raise concerns, making sure that community feedback is sought in performance reviews, and those were the things that kind of stuck out to me. And along with that, a kind of affirmative way to support the organization in developing great feedback systems on organizational and staff performance. Those, to me, are the things that have been common themes through the discussions that we've had today. So all I tried to do was to start that discussion by plucking those in as some bullet points. And I can probably try and pull it up on my phone, but I just haven't got there yet. So. They're not intended to be controversial or anything like that, but I'm sure they can be improved, reframed, and so on.
just so you know, in the next version, I have just put basically brackets around it, saying that this is something that we'll keep coming back to and visiting and see how, you know, we keep them sort of in sync with how developing the recommendations, because later in the document I have a section on recommendations where we not only list them, but we add a little bit of explanation to them. And of course, they should match this list once we get to the end of it all. So that is pretty much where we're at. As I say, I'm going to try and do more assembling and writing on it between now and our next meeting. Gonna try and get, make sure that we can get the conversation with the complaints officer, with Krista, and with her on that meeting, and also basically start working through the last section that's still in table. Thank you. Greg says the document structure looks good. Appreciate that. So, anybody have anything to say about this now? Otherwise, I'm willing to, if it's daytime where you are and you have some time to spend in the document, would appreciate that. But if it's nighttime where you are and if no one has any other business, I'd say we can, even though Jordan just got here, we could call the meeting, but I do want to give people a chance to, ask about anything that's in this recommendation section. I think, Jordan is perhaps he'll keep participating in these meetings. I hope he will, but we'll probably be busy with other stuff, so may not have him here. So if anybody who's read through those during this meeting has any comments or questions on that, now would be a great time. Okay, I see no one's got any questions. I probably shouldn't have said anything about calling the meeting complete before mentioning that possibility. But seeing no comments, hearing no comments, being tired of listening to myself talk, is there any other business? If not, I thank those of you that came to this meeting. Please try and spend some time on this document and in helping improve it. I know it's my ultimate responsibility to get things written here, but appreciate any help I can get. So, with that, if no one's got anything else to say, I thank you all, and for those who it's nighttime, have a good sleep. And the rest of you, have a great day.
Thank you, Avery. Thank you, Tina.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Avery. Tina, and thank you, Yvette. Yes, thank you to everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.